Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women. And this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're You're on with Mario Lopez.
Happy Friday the 13th. Hope you're not superstitious. No bad vibes from our direction. Just all your favorite music. Today, my guest is producer Nigel Lithgow. We're also going to break down everything new coming to theaters and streaming this weekend. And your tweets. So let's keep the music going. You're on with Mario Lopez. Alexa makes her first appearance in the Mario Music Minute. She is the first champion from American Song Contest. It was actually a come-from-behind victory, a little Rocky Balboa action. The jury wanted Washington's Alan Stone, but the audience votes launched her from fifth to first. Here's her song, Wonderland.
That has like a K-pop sound to it. Our kids would like that.
Definitely. I see that getting a lot of love. I believe iHeartRadio is going to be giving it a lot of love. She happens to be Korean-American, but she was representing the great state of Oklahoma.
All right. O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez got some new shows debuting on TV today. What'd you find, honey?
Amazon has the return of the Kids in the Hall. The 90s sketch show is back with new and returning characters.
Okay.
We is back with Mama June from Not to Hot, Road to Redemption. So she's just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We get to meet June's newest man.
Let me tell you something.
Good for her.
Mama June gets some action. She got a lot of baby daddies and she never seems to be alone. Props.
Showtime debuts Couples Therapy, which maybe Mama June will be on. Real couples let cameras film their therapy sessions.
What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here in the MTV Movie Awards. Back to one night after last year's two-night experiment, Sunday, June 5th.
That's probably a good thing. Spider-Man and the Batman have the most nominations on the movie side. Euphoria and Drag Race lead the way for TV. You can go to onwithmario.com for all the nominees.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's see who's celebrating a birthday on Friday the 13th. We're going to try to guess the ages.
The Batman himself, Robert Pattinson.
You go first this time.
I think he is 35.
He is 34.
He is 36.
I almost said that!
Yeah, right.
From HBO's Girls, Lena Dunham.
Your next Lifetime co-star, Lifetime movie co-star.
I hope that's true.
She is 37.
She, I believe, is 38.
36.
Ooh.
36. The host of The Late Show, who has now gotten COVID twice in a month, Stephen Colbert.
Maybe it never left.
Oh, it could be.
He is 64.
He is 62.
He is 58.
Okay.
And your buddy, who's also best friends with Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman is 59 years old.
He is a good ripe old 60.
61.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Lopez. Time's running out to get in on this week's sweepstakes. Grand prize is a trip for two to Vegas to see Luke Bryan in concert. Talking airfare, hotel, even some money for meals. But you got to text keyword enter. So grab your word, text keyword Luke to 37911. Big thanks to Resorts World Vegas and AEG Presents for hooking it up. All the info and rules, just go to onwithmario.com. Confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Today's not just Friday the 13th. What else are we celebrating today, honey?
The most amazing day ever. It is National Apple Pie Day.
Shout out to our friend Betty Petiti, who makes the most incredible homemade apple pie.
That you don't like to share.
I know I don't like to share them because
he gave us
good.
One once.
He did?
Actually, no, sorry. He made her make us one.
I was going to say, he doesn't even let me or the kids have a piece of his, let alone give it away.
I'm very generous. Not when it comes to my food, though. Time for must-see movies with Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's new in theaters and beyond this weekend.
Firestarter, it's in theaters and on Peacock. Zac Efron is on the run from the feds, who are after his daughter, who can create fire with her mind.
Ooh. That's the reboot, of course, with Drew Barrymore back in the day. I think it came out in 1984.
Okay. The year I was born. Love in Kilnary. It's in theaters. A small town begins to panic when a chemical plant causes a dramatic increase in everyone's libido. Oh, man.
Is that supposed to be a drama or comedy? It sounds funny.
Senior Year, it's on Netflix. Rebel Wilson wakes up after a 20-year coma and is determined to finish high school and become prom queen. Man, I would love a 20-year coma right now because Santino has not let me sleep.
We just spoke with Alicia Silverstone, who is also in that movie.
Private Property, theaters and on demand. Ashley Benson is stuck in a bored marriage, but when she falls for the new gardener, her life becomes in danger.
Oh, I took a turn.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario Lopez? I keep telling you about the daytime stage of the iHeartRadio Music Festival because the lineup just keeps getting bigger. Just announced this week, Maggie Rogers. She was the Best New Artist nominee in 2019. And Ryan Hurd, a.k.a. Mr. Maren Morris. It's all going down Saturday, September 24th in Vegas. AllMario.com for tickets and the full lineup.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez. Too early for pumpkin spice. So Starbucks is trying to start a new summer tradition. They're introducing chocolate cream cold brew and the lime frosted coconut bar. See, I don't like any of my coffees really flavored. You know how I like my coffee, honey.
Yeah.
First of all, I like it always cold with ice and a splash. I mean, like a splash of non-fat and one splendor. That's about as sweet as it gets.
Yeah.
You like it like a dessert.
Yeah, but I don't like these two new ones. They do not touch my fancy.
Even the chocolate part?
That's what you say.
they don't tickle your fancy?
We
have to give it a
they
shot.
They don't tickle me out, though.
All right, let's get back to the music. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez, Tom Felton, tired of playing the bad guy.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So Tom became famous for playing Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter franchise. Not a bad gig, but he says it hasn't been easy on his dating life. Tom says for 10 years, women didn't want anything to do with him because he had silver hair and played the villain.
Oh, my God. I would think that's, you know, hot.
Come on, Tom. Recently, there were actually rumors that he was dating Emma Watson a couple of years ago, but nothing came to fruition.
I kind of feel like that's an excuse. I mean, acting is his career. He's acting, you know?
Exactly right. Believe me, there's girls lining up to date Darth Vader.
Okay. More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
What up, Mario Lopez? We've had some great guests on the show this week. A lot of the conversation happens while the music's playing. So we put the entire interview on our website and podcast. You're going to hear things like Shaggy talking about the tradition of Caribbean covers. You know, I was in Turks and Caicos recently for a while. I was actually there a couple of times. And great place. I love how they'll take any song you can think of, and they like reggae it out. Because I was everywhere you go, every song you could think of is reggae it out. And it makes it so much fun and it's so cool.
Yeah. So it's great. You know, back in the days, some of the earlier reggae artists, like John Holt, they'd take old country songs and old soul songs and actually put them in reggae, and they were big hits. You know, so it's something that's been going on for years. So what Sting and I are doing is just a new version of that.
Nice. I look forward to checking that out. Well, you can listen to the entire chat at onwithmario.com. What up, Mario Lopez here. Excited to chat with today's guest. It's producer Nigel Lithgow, one of the masterminds of American Idol, also created So You Think You Can Dance. He's actually not judging that show this year. I'm going to ask him why after a few more songs. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from So You Think You Can Dance and many other projects. My friend, producer Nigel Lithgow, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Mario. Thank you. All good.
Thank you for taking the time. I love the dancers over your right shoulder. It's always fascinating to see where people are Zooming from. Your office, I assume?
No, we're in my front room, to be honest with you.
Oh, nice. Nice. So You Think You Can Dance, I introed with that. Season 17, incredible. You're not returning as host or one of the judges, I should say. What happened there?
Well, you'll have to wait and see.
Oh, a little tease. Okay. But it is a bit of a tease. And so are you pleasantly surprised or not at all by the success of the show and its many cycles?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people call it a dance show, and it's more than that. You know, things like Dancing with the Stars, World of Dance are great dance shows, But I think with So You Think You Can Dance, it's uplifting stories. It is, you know, these creative choreographers do everything and make social statements in a minute and a half, 2 minutes of dance. And you can say so much more in dance without using words. So, I mean, they've dealt with subjects like homophobia, gun violence, breast cancer. It's been quite remarkable, the sort of social statements that they've made. So I think that's why it wins so many Emmys and why it's still around after, as you rightly say, coming up to their 17th season.
Well, there's a big event this weekend that you're a part of and that I definitely want to talk about. So we're going to have more with Nigel Lithgow coming up.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
Executive producer Nigel Lithgow on Zoom with us. You're on with Mario Lopez. And you were, of course, also a longtime EP of American Idol, which celebrated its 20th season recently. Do you keep tabs on that show and how it's evolved over the years?
I don't, to be honest with you, I don't. You know, I closed out the Fox series, and we were very lucky to get President Obama to speak on it. And that was closure for me. It's now moved on to ABC, and I think they're doing a fine job with it. But, you know, at some point you need closure, and I took mine at the end of the Fox season.
Executive producer Nigel Lithgow on Zoom with us. You're on with Mario Lopez. And this Saturday, very excited, it is Triller versus Five. And for those who may not be familiar, please explain how you're involved with this.
Well, I've staged the entire event, basically. So we've got a huge rap battle between Cypress Hill and Onyx to kick the show off, the pay-per-view show off. Before that, there's 2 hours of a preview show on Fight. And two of the Vargas brothers and Evander Holyfield's son are fighting on that. So three big fights there. But come the pay-per-view, the rap battle is starting it off. And then we've got Emiliano Vargas fighting, the third of the Vargas brothers. It's a whole lineage thing because you've got the Pulev brothers and the Vargas brothers and the son of Evander Holyfield. And also we're slotting in the daughter of Snoop Dogg, who's going to be singing, and the son of P. Diddy, who's going to be singing in between the bouts. So it's going to be nonstop event. And it's, as you well know, it's at the Forum in Inglewood. It's going to be a great night's entertainment.
Wrapping up with Nigel Lithgow, you're on with Mario Lopez, and this Saturday, Nigel, is Triller versus Five. Is there anything in particular looking forward to most about this event or the future with Triller events?
Well, certainly, yes, we're going to be doing So You Think You Can Fight, which is going to take young boxers
Brilliant.
That think they can fight and putting them in competition. And within that, we're also going to be doing the next hip-hop star as well. Because, again, I want to keep this combination between music and fighting. And also something that I love, which is the craziest fights of the week. You know, the Russians and the Eastern Bloc, you know, put three boxers against three boxers. It wouldn't be allowed here. But the actual video of it is fantastic. I mean, they knock hell out of each other. And as you know, Triller has just done a partnership with Bare Knuckle Boxing.
Yes.
So I want to do that. There is just so much that's going on at the moment. You know, pillar fighting, slap fighting. There's so many weird things going on. There's Irish stick fighting, like with the shillelagh. So I just want to show, you know, video clips of what's going on, as well as the boxing league. So I'm really looking forward to So You Think You Can Fight.
So I just want to make sure everyone checks out Triller versus Five tomorrow on pay-per-view. Nigel, thank you so much for taking the time to check in.
Great, Mario. Lovely speaking to you as ever.
Okay, you too, buddy.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. We're a big fan of covers. That's why you should check out Olivia Rodrigo putting her spin on Old School No Doubt.
She says she's a huge Gwen Stefani fan, but this confirms it. See what I'm talking about at onwithmario.com.
You're on Mario Lopez. These are final announcement of the keyword that could win you a trip to Vegas. One winner and a guest will get round trip coach airfare, a couple nights hotel, and two concerts to see Luke Bryan live, and $150 for food. You ready to enter? Just text the keyword Luke to 37911. Resorts World Vegas and AEG Presents are providing the prizes. So thanks to them. For the info and rules, go to AllMario.com. Confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates may apply. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. And tomorrow night, I will be going to the daddy-daughter dance, which is the highlight of the school year for me. We had to take 2 years off because of COVID. And I want as many of these as possible because once they're gone, they're gone. I only have one daughter. It's an 80s thing.
Any other daughters out there?
Not that I know of. So it's the only one I'm claiming. It's an 80s theme this
year. Oh, so you're in heaven.
Oh, I'm fired up. We're going to be going as Run DMC with Adidas tracksuits and the Kangol hats, representing. So much fun. And this year, for some reason, as opposed to years past, Gia, my daughter, really wants to come with some serious choreo. She wants to rehearse. She wants to actually try to, she's become very competitive, and she wants to try to like win. I always make it to the finals and I get booted.
You always win, don't you?
No, I don't. I make it like towards the end.
That's just because of who you are.
They tap me out. That's, I know that. Gia's like, yeah, dad, they don't want to always pick you.
They got to give it a Dave down the street.
But she's really passionate about it. And I've met some other dads recently. They've come and joined me in jiu-jitsu. Pretty nice guys. So I'll have somebody to actually talk to when she leaves me.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here. New music's in our lifeblood. We like to celebrate when an artist drops a new album. We're throwing two parties next week. One for the Chainsmokers on Tuesday and one for Train on Thursday. Both bands are going to be there with exclusive performances from their new albums. Exciting times. You can get all the info in the link to the live stream at onwithmario.com. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez on this day in history. 44 years ago in 1977, this was the biggest song in the country.
If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby.
If I can't have you,
Yes, that's Yvonne Elliman from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, one of the greatest soundtracks of all time, one of the greatest selling soundtracks of all time. You know I'm all about that. Here I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Before we head off for the weekend, we're going to give you the final word with our tweet of the week.
This is from at Aloma. It smelled very strange. Why waste money at a zoo when I can just look at my siblings for free? You know what?
That's funny.
I feel the same way. I just look at my children.
Oh, wow. There we do have little monkeys running around. I agree.
Want to be the tweet of the week? Tweet us at On With Mario. And hang on, because Mario Lopez will be right back.
All right, we're out of here, but I'm already looking forward to Monday. My guest will be Alicia Silverstone. Until then, Mario Lopez. Have a great weekend.
On with Mario Lopez.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.